The government's just announced a free trade deal with the United Kingdom, saying it will boost New Zealand's GDP by $1 billion and provide unprecedented access for New Zealand exporters to the UK market. All tariffs on New Zealand exports to the UK are to be removed, including on honey, wine, kiwi fruit, onions, a range of dairy and meat products, and most industrial products. There will also be increased access for beef and sheep meat. It's just the second free trade agreement that the United Kingdom has signed since its withdrawal from the European Union. The Prime Minister and the Trade Minister have unveiled the details of the deal at Parliament just in this morning and just released the last few minutes. Political editor Jane Patterson is with us. Kia ora, Jane.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Could you run us through the main points, please?
Sure. So obviously the government's been on the hunt for a trade deal, and the UK was top of the list. And just over a year after negotiations have started, have come out with this in-principle deal. So over the term of the deal phase, it's going to be worth about $1 billion to the New Zealand economy and really open up access in those products that you mentioned, and dairy and beef as well. Now, interestingly, at the same time, they've been carrying out talks about the working holiday arrangements as well, and have agreed to improve and extend that. But really, this trade deal is significant, and notably, 97% of the tariffs would come off on the first day the FTA came into effect. However, there is a much longer time frame, over 15 years, for dairy, sheep and beef meat exports.
Having spoken to those sectors in advance of this, they were hoping that 15 years might be reduced, but agriculture in any free trade deal when it comes to New Zealand is always the hardest nut to crack.
That's right. And look, we see in all of these FTAs, especially with a strong agricultural industry, you know, it's the protectionism of the domestic industry that makes the dairy, sheep, beef and the meat products always the hardest. And you can see that reflected in this deal. So for all of those other horticultural products, and wine is a big one too, pretty immediate effects. However, in recognition of, you know, the domestic industry, 15 years, but two different tracks too for sheep and beef. So there will be, from year one, a certain amount of tonnage that can be exported, both sheep and beef meat, into the UK for duty free, and then that will be expanded as the time frame goes, with full elimination of tariffs by year 15 for both of those, or for those three areas.
So there's a phase out period. Was there much clarity around dairy?
So dairy is going to be, sorry, just let me check.
You've got a whole wadge of papers there, sorry.
I have got a wadge. Dairy is 5 years, so slightly shorter, but still a phased approach for that as well. But yeah, much quicker than sheep and beef.
I recall the Agriculture Minister rushing off, it appeared, to the UK only a few short weeks ago. I know, because we were trying to interview him about something else. Was there a sense that this was wobbling at some point? Or perhaps some details were wobbling?
Look, I'm not sure about wobbling. Of course, there were only positive sentiments, you know, about the UK role in this from the Trade Minister, and of course from the Prime Minister Boris Johnson. But certainly Damien O'Connor dispatched to the UK and Europe as well, and has come back with a, you know, this is now an agreement in principle deal. However, the EU remains a big market for us, and that's the really hard nut to crack. Of course, negotiations have been going on since 2018 with the EU bloc. So the UK was always probably going to be an easier one to secure. We've had, of course, a long and historic trading relationship with the UK. They had seen us as a country, along with Australia, that they really wanted to tie into a deal quickly. So a good deal, but probably one that was going to be at the top of the list, as New Zealand really tries to diversify away from China as well. This is part of a big international trade strategy.
I know there was an issue with the sheep and beef sector as well. When the UK left the EU under Brexit, the quota was split between the UK and the EU, and the UK side of it was seen as being pretty lean, and beyond a certain quota there were very high tariffs. So they're sounding pretty pleased that this seems to have resolved that issue, while still saying full tariff elimination, we wish it could be quicker. But by and large, a good news story for the government today, do you think, in the midst of a lot of other challenges?
Absolutely. And I think for business too, you know, while actually the export industry has held up pretty well through COVID and boosted in some parts by, you know, lack of demand, lack of supply from other markets, it has held up well. But really, this is being seen in the broader kind of COVID recovery context as well, and a bit of a shot in the arm for business. And look, Jacinda Ardern, you know, we asked her about the sheep and beef, and, you know, it's going to take a lot more time than some of those other industries. But she did note those duty-free tonnage will start to have an effect. So, yeah, good news. But like, as we said, it would have been, I think, extremely optimistic to be looking for tariff removal immediately on those agricultural exports.
Just a couple of things to finish. The working holiday arrangements, are there any more details, or is that pretty much just still to be discussed? And then second, what is the next stage to getting this signed off and happening?
Sure. Look, no actual details from the working holiday arrangements, except they would be improved and extended. Of course, again, this has been an issue long discussed between the British and New Zealand Prime Ministers when they get together, but a firm commitment, details still to come. Now, as I said, the FTA is an agreement in principle. The finalised deal still has to be agreed, but that's really just sort of crossing the T's and dotting the I's. The substance has been agreed. Damien O'Connor, the Trade Minister, says that they hope to have that done by the end of the year, and actually for some of these benefits to start coming directly to exporters by next year.
Is it correct that the agreement also refers to a British commitment on the appropriate use of the haka, kamete?
I have not got into that
level
of
just
detail. There is a clause in terms of recognising the relationship between Māori and the Crown.
That will be related.
But we'll
to
be
it.
Looking into that haka one. That sounds very interesting.
It's just popped up on the Herald. Jane, thanks. I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for your time. Jane Patterson is RNZ's political editor. I beg your pardon.